today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Census of Agriculture really is a complete count of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them, even on small plots of land, rural, urban, really across the board. And it's done once every 5 years. It looks at land use, who the owners are, producer characteristics, production practices, income and expenditures. And it's really there to serve as a uniform, comprehensive, and impartial set of agriculture data for every state and county in the nation. By participating in the program, producers are able to show the nation and the taxpayers the value and importance of U.S. agriculture, and ultimately influence decisions that will shape the future of the industry. So what will happen is NAS, or the National Agriculture Statistics Service, will mail out the 2022 Census of Agriculture questionnaires to producers later this year to collect the data for the 2022 calendar year. Producers can respond online or return their completed questionnaires by mail, and those are due by early next year. Throughout the year, if you don't send it in, you're going to get reminder notices as they attempt to contact those producers. It's really important for producers to take the time to fill out these questionnaires. This is the uniform set of data that drills down to the county level. And so that's able to give policymakers and others the ability to really look and see what's happening in their congressional district, what's happening in specific counties, what producers are growing, and what producers are facing.